This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's Music Fridays on Joy Drive.
He's the host of Sound Museum podcast, a YouTube channel with more than 500 pop culture treasures, throwback interviews, music deep dives, and new music reviews. He's here every Friday to talk what's hot, what's nostalgic, and what's about to hit your playlist. Leo Stubbing, welcome back.
Hi, Ryan. It's good to be back with you again.
I have to share with you that I'm secretly very excited. I'm always excited about what you bring every Friday, but today in particular, there's someone very exciting.
I think these tracks are going to really excite a lot of people because they're all very different. The first one, you did tease it before. The iconic Belinda Carlisle, she is coming back with a new album.
Oh, wow.
Which is from her forthcoming new album. It's called Once Upon a Time in California, and that's due out in August. And the album is the collection of 60s and 70s pop covers, including a cover of that 90s classic that was a remake of You Could Read My Mind. From Air 54, but this is the first taster from the album, and it's a cover of the 1974 classic from the Hollies. So this was done the year I was born.
Oh, wow.
Wake up the mess. This is Belinda Carlisle with The Air That I Breathe.
How good is that, Leo?
I love her voice. I've been a fan of Belinda since I first heard Mad About You in the 80s and the Heaven is a Place on Earth and all those great tunes. So, yeah, I've seen her live a few times and she is amazing. Can't wait for the new album. And that track is on your favourite streaming service right now.
Oh, fantastic. Love it. Belinda Carlisle still sounding amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. Let's head across to England. Now, this singer, you may have heard of her, her name's Ray, and she teamed up with Mark Ronson on this track. This is the first time they've actually teamed up together, but Mark Ronson was responsible for producing a lot of Amy Winehouse's past, the late Amy Winehouse. And this is Mark Ronson and Ray together, recorded in London, LA, and New York. This is Suzanne.
Leo, you know what I'm imagining now is back in the 1970s, my father had a tape recorder or a tape player, and that sounds like the sort of music. We had Belinda Carlisle at first with that old song. This has got that little bit of sort of 70s sort of sound to it as well, hasn't it?
How good is that? And how good is your voice?
Oh, it's amazing.
Ray is incredible. She won like 6 Brit Awards, I think it was 2023. She's a really amazing talent. So Mark Ronson and Ray. And this final track is a bit of an Aussie one. We're going to have an Aussie music in the mix as well. The new single from Guy Sebastian. He's about to release his 10th studio album. It's called 100 Times Around the Sun, due out on the 8th of August. Now, if you have been looking in your favourite streaming service, 5 tracks have already been released from the album. They tend to, like, drop tracks a lot of tracks before the album's actually released.
Oh, why did they do that?
I think it's because they want to sort of see what tracks will sort of stick. So this is one of the ways that they can do it. So the album has 13 tracks. He partly recorded the album in Nashville. And this is a new track from the album. This is Guy Sebastian with Cupid.
I put my trust in Cupid. I guess I must be stupid. He went and shot an arrow straight into a black hole.
I love it. I was expecting, because we've sort of had a few sort of throwbacks mixed into, you know, we've had Belinda Carlisle and Mark Ronson and Ray sounding a little bit sort of, I suppose, a mix from all those cities that they come from. Yeah. I was expecting a bit of the Spinners in there, but it's a completely brand new Cupid track.
Yeah, track. Really good track from Guy. And
love it.
He works really hard. I've interviewed Guy quite a few times on the ARIA red carpet.
Oh,
a bit of a fun fact for you.
No.
When Guy does red carpets, he's always late.
Oh.
So all the times I've chatted to Guy on the red carpet, he's always been late.
Oh.
So poor Guy. Anyway, that's new from Guy Sebastian. So look out for his album coming in August. Now, on my YouTube channel this week, mm-hmm. I've found more gems. I've got a throwback interview with Cosima DeVito and the late Bert Newton.
Oh, wow.
On Good Morning Australia. So that's a bit of one to check out. There's also a throwback of the Spice Girls and Mariah Carey.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
YouTube channel, Sound Museum AU on YouTube.
Fantastic. Is Mariah Carey coming out? I believe she is.
Coming out in as part of the Sun Festival, the Fridays Live Festival.
Fantastic. I can't wait. Leo, I'm excited about our throwback because we always finish this segment every Friday with a throwback. And this particular group I love. I obviously love their biggest hit, which is played on radio all over the country all the time. But today you sent me this one and I completely forgot about it. I love it. I can't wait to play it. Tell us, what are we going out with?
Well, last week on my podcast, I done an episode celebrating the 40th anniversary of A-ha's debut album, Hunting High and Low. And, of course, A-ha was from Norway. Mm-hmm. They were a huge band in the 80s. And I remember getting this album on cassette back in the day.
When it chewed up.
Yeah, so the podcast went through the album track by track. I included demos and B-sides and remixes and stuff. And last week, the band announced that lead singer Morten Harkett has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Really, really sad. My late mum had that, and it's awful disease. So that will affect his voice, but Morten's voice on these tracks is absolutely stunning. Now, you mentioned before that everyone plays that track, Take On Me.
Is that Morten's voice that goes up in that track, Take On Me?
Yes.
The hype. Oh, wow, what a voice.
And what a voice. Everyone plays Take On Me. It was a massive track. But this one was equally massive. Number one in the UK, top 10 across Europe. For some reason, back in the day, number 19 in Australia. I don't know what was going on here in Australia.
Sometimes I didn't know either.
But this track won 2 MTV Video Music Awards. And that same year, Take On Me won 6. So Take On Me won 6, this one 2. This is a bit of a throwback from 1985. A-ha, The Sun Always Shines on TV.
Oh, Leo, it is going to take us right back to the 80s. Turn it up wherever you are on your radio. Leo, where do we catch you?
All across social media, Sound Museum AU. Of course, there's my YouTube channel and my podcast. Look out for a new episode on Monday. We are celebrating the 30th anniversary of Michael Jackson's History album.
Leo Stubby. We'll catch you next Friday. In the meantime, turn this up. This is Aha. The Sun Always Shines on TV, on Drive. Thanks, Leo.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.